Yes, sir. What is your name, sir?
Dylan Tedisco.
Okay, let me see who's going to conduct your hearing. The Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will serve as the lead, so just hang on. The next person you will hear will be the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, sir.
I can't hear a word you're saying. You're talking too loud.
I'm talking too loud?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, Ms. Rittenhouse will conduct your hearing at this time, sir, so just hold on to the broom.
Okay.
Mr. Tedisco?
Yes.
Are you able to hear me okay?
Barely, but I can hear.
Is that better if I do this? I don't know why I can't hear you.
Can we put this on speakerphone?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me put you on speakerphone. Maybe it can be better.
Okay.
Hello?
All right. Is this better?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, Mr. Tedisco, could you please start by stating your full name and your ABC number?
Okay. Dylan Thomas Tedisco, 281-597.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant.
Okay.
And we were notified about this hearing on July 17th. You signed a paper that day. And do you remember that?
I think so.
It was a paper that told you the hearing would be held today.
No, they never gave you that.
Okay, well, you signed...
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Okay, good. On that paper, this is why that's important, on that paper is a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is that you could hire, if you wanted to, an attorney to represent you. Or you can represent yourself. So which is it today? Did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself?
Myself is fine.
Okay, and the attorney's optional anyway. You're not required to have an attorney. Okay. The members of the board who are conducting the hearing today are the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the lead for the hearing today. We also have with us Senior Community Corrections Officer Westby, and he will be here to represent the Department of Corrections and your parole officer for this hearing.
Okay.
So I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Tedisco and Mr. Westby, you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Tedisco?
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Westby?
I do.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Tedisco, we'll hold your hearing in two phases. With phase one, to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, and then phase two, to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked.
Okay.
So, Mr. Tedisco, for phase one, I'm going to read this allegation to you, and I need you to tell me if it's true or false. So, we'll start phase one, and it is that the allegation is that you were in violation of condition 12G, as demonstrated by your attempting to contact the victim of your current offense, including Georgetta Guerrero, by means of written, verbal, or through a third party on June 24, 2018 in Maricopa County, Arizona. Mr. Tedisco, is this true or false?
Yes, I went on Facebook and did that.
Okay, and that is a way of doing it. So you're saying that one is true,
right? Yes.
So, Mr. Tedisco, that's true?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Tedisco's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Tedisco, we'll go to phase two of your hearing and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we get too far into that, I'm going to ask Mr. Westby to give us all some background information about your case. So just stay on the phone. We'll be right back to ask you some questions in a minute.
Okay.
Okay? Mr. Westby.
On May 29, 2018, Mr. Tedisco was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested June 26, 2018 by the Fugitive Apprehension Unit. There were no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on June 26, 2018, with a projected community supervision end date of July 23, 2019, zero abscond days. Current conviction, 2013, kidnapping, 7 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term at DOC. CUIR score 3.3, mental health score 5, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations of 100 or drugs noted. Other arrest, 2010, possessed cell marijuana, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. Disciplinary risk score is a G2V2.
Thank you, Mr. Rusby. Back to you, Mr. Tedesco. We have just a brief written summary of your supervision, and it looks like you were released to go to Vivre on Elm Street in Phoenix.
Yes.
Did you go over to Vivre?
I love Vivre.
So you went there. Did you stay there the whole time?
Yeah, but there's good help there, man. At the building block.
Yeah.
They have a lot of good classes and a lot of just a lot of support there. And I like it because it was a safe place to be. There was no using there. There was zero tolerance, you know. It was just a real all-around good place to be, you know. I feel like I could actually do something with myself there, you know.
I'm
so I would love to get back there.
I'm glad you liked it. We get some people who really like it and other people who don't like it, but I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah.
So if you were at Vivre, were you working over there with them, or did you work? Did you have a job?
Oh, no, I was at the phase, beginning of phase two, to be able to go to work, but then I got busted and did what I did, you know.
Yeah.
But I was about to go do that, and I had a job lined up, though, too.
Okay.
I will work there, you know.
They put you, like, in a phase, right? And when you're in the first phase, you can't work. You have to stay there. Okay.
I was there a month, and then after a month, you can go phase two and go to work. But I was only there a month, and then...
What kind of work do you do when you do work? What kind of work do you do?
I do day labor.
Okay. All right.
I got a work group, and I go to day labor, and I make about $80 a day.
Okay.
And then I just, you know, do what I need to do. I save my money, I guess, until I can find my own place.
Okay. It looks like you were responsible to submit urine for drug testing, and it looks like you gave a negative on June 20th.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought I was on the 23rd or 22nd. That's when I went on the computer and did that.
Okay.
But anyways, yeah.
But when Mr. Westby gave us the information about your stay in prison there, he mentioned that you might have been using drugs in prison. Were you using some drugs?
Yeah, I did a lot of drugs in prison.
What drugs do you use?
I did some meth.
Oh, you did some meth in prison. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you do meth? Did you do meth on the outside too?
Well, at one time. On the 20th.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
But I'm working on that. But you know, I just it relapse happened. But you know, I was working with the program as best I can. They passed all the other, you know, tests. They give me tests every 3 days, you know.
Right. Well, and you were working on the Vivre? You were working on the meth problem?
Yeah, they were testing me, you know what I'm saying? And I was getting, they had relapse classes to go to, you know what I'm saying? And,
right.
You know, I was working with terrorists and mental health there, you know, and I just screwed up that one time because I just got out and it's been a long time and... You know, I just made a poor decision, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't want to make those decisions anymore because it affects my everything, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, that's one of those things you just have to kind of keep after that your whole life.
My whole life. I'm 45 years old, and I still got to do it.
Yeah, that's pretty tough. So now, Mr. Tedesco, it looks like you tried to contact your victim of your crime.
Yeah.
And you know you signed a paper that said you wouldn't do that. So why'd you do that?
Just trying to find closure and just to let her know that I was out of prison, not to worry that I wasn't a threat or harm to her. You know what I'm saying? And that's all I wanted to do, you know? And that's about it, basically. I just want to know that she's safe, you know?
Okay, but you didn't have any ill intent toward her then?
No, I never did. Never did from day one.
Okay, well, she's kind of, looks like she doesn't want to be contacted by you.
I understand.
Okay, she's got the...
I didn't want to contact her at her house. I mean, I would never write her a letter or go to her house. Right. I know where she lives, but I mean, I would never go there.
Right.
I just wanted to make it on the computer. You know what I mean? I just needed to let her know that I was out of prison. You know what I mean? I don't know if she knew or not.
Okay.
But I just want her to know so that way she could feel safe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If she had to call the police or whatever and whatnot, or officer or whatever he knew. I don't know. I just...
Well, just so you know, Mr. Tedesco, usually the victims are notified when you're released. They get notified. The system usually takes care of that, just for your future knowledge.
I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't figure you did. So I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Any questions for Mr. Tedesco? Okay, so we're coming toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you a chance to make a final statement. Is there anything else you've thought of that you should tell us?
That I never meant to cause any harm, and I'll never do it again, you know? Just let it go.
Okay,
you know?
Okay.
I apologize for what I did.
Okay, well, I'm glad for that. Okay, well, Mr. Tedesco, the board is going to go into discussion. And we do all our discussion in public, so we just want you to stay on the phone and just remain silent, and we'll be right back with you in just a few moments.
What are you going to do?
We're gonna talk about your case right now. And we do all that in public, so we're going to talk right out in the open here. And we need you to stay on the phone now. Just stay on here, and we'll be right back with you. Okay? All right. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Tedesco went out and seemed to be doing well at VUA. He says he really liked the program, but he did try to contact the victim of his crime with no ill intent, he says. I'm seeing he's got a release date of about a year from now, because he had a longer sentence. I'm not seeing him as a good candidate for community corrections, but I would listen to any input from fellow board members. Any other thoughts?
I agree.
Okay, thank you then. Then I'm going to make a motion based on information of warrant 2018W1826, our discussion with Mr. Tedesco, information from Mr. Westby. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Tedesco was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways of company, specifically by attempting to contact the victim of his crime, even though he admits he knew that he was not supposed to do that.
Second. Agreed.
All right, second. Motion by myself, seconded Dr. White. Agreed, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Neal. Okay, back to you, Mr. Tedesco. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir, and we're showing you with a release date of July 23rd of the next year, and at that time, Mr. Tedesco, you'll be released, but you won't have a parole officer anymore. So you'll be completely free and able to do whatever you want to do. And we wish you the very best, sir. Hope you can stay away from the meth. Because
it's a
big problem for your life, so.
Yeah.
All right, well, you take care. We wish you the best of luck, sir.
All right, thank you.
Can we put the CO3 back on the phone, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.